through Romans chapter 10. There'll be four sessions on that. And so this is session one, which covers verses 1 through 4. Romans 10, 1 through 4. And this one is called Zeal is Not Enough. Zeal is not enough. So let's read the passage. Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for them is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For being ignorant of the righteousness of God and seeking to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. For Christ is the end, or the completion. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. Sometimes we encounter people who are believers in the sense that they sincerely believe in something. They may stake their future, their reputation, their life on something that when explained to you is clearly wrong. It does not conform or agree with the truth that is revealed in God's word. Please realize, sincerity is not the measure of truth. Sincerity is not the measure of truth. You can sincerely believe in a teaching with all zeal, energy, enthusiasm, etc., and be sincerely wrong. And so verse 2 says, they don't have knowledge to channel their zeal in the correct way. They don't understand the righteousness of God received by faith in Jesus Christ and what he did for us by sacrificing himself on the cross, a horrific criminal's death for all, for you and I. Instead, they created a man-made righteousness of rules and regulations. These are not only insufficient to please God, but they are also impossible to obey. Rather than submitting to God, they created their own religious activity as a substitute. They failed to realize that Jesus Christ is the end or completion of the law. He has done all that is required to fulfill the law and achieve righteousness on our behalf. And all that is required of us is to believe it and receive it. Obedience then comes as our wants and desires change. We realize the great debt of gratitude we have and all that we owe him. Although we can never repay what he has done for us, our love and gratitude motivates us as believers to obey and love him in return. Sincerity, that you are a good person and probably okay with God, is not the measure of righteousness. Man's idea of righteousness is good works, but God is righteous by nature, a nature he desires to give to you by his Holy Spirit. So, Father, to have access to your Spirit, and deeper than that, access to your nature is just an astonishing fact, an amazing thought. Pray that those out there listening would realize that it's your righteousness along with your Spirit that you desire to give to us, to impute to us, to count us righteous because of our faith in you and what you did for us on the cross. That realization and that insight has been life-changing for me, and I pray it will be for others as well. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.